Good morning, my pet. I was wondering if you were going to wake up. My, you look awfully confused. Don't you worry about them. I won't let my sisters hurt you. You're my pride. No one can touch you but me. Not unless they chose to battle me for you. But no one would dare do such a thing. I am the eldest sister, after all. I take care of everyone. They know better than that. Don't you remember? You were having a lovely little day farming your crops when I swooped down from the sky and claimed you as my own. Won't you be a good boy for me? Oh, come now. I worked hard to bring you back here. You were screaming and struggling, but I did not falter, nor did my grip, mind you. You should be thanking me, for if it did, you would have fallen from a great height, one that would have only ended with you splatting onto the ground. Well, much to the protesting of my sisters, I like to bring back little toys every once in a while. They think you'd be better off in our bellies, keeping us from starvation. They just don't understand yet. They're all too young. But humans like you, well, you're far too handsome to be eaten. Would be such a waste, really. Especially when there's so many other fun things we could do together. Don't you think? Oh, now I'd watch myself if I were you. Trying to escape would be futile. Look around. And I mean take a good look. How far down is the ground, do you think? All of our nests must be well protected, or else anyone could sneak up and take their revenge whilst we slept. There you are. You're a smart little pet, aren't you? You learn quickly. So now that we've established you're not escaping, why don't we have our fun? You won't be leaving anytime soon, so there's no time like the present. For what you ask? To learn to obey. To serve me, your new mistress. To make me happy. Why else do you think I've brought you here? To sit there and look handsome? And mind you, you do look handsome. But if I wanted something to sit there and look pretty, I would have taken a bauble or a statuette instead. No. I want more from you than that. Well, you must make yourself useful if you are to stick around. Well, if you remember, I mentioned I like to have toys. But do you see any of the others around? No, you don't. That's because they began to bore me. Are you going to bore me too? I would hope not. Especially not if you'd like to stick around. If you do a good job, I might just fly you back down to your village. If not, I might just throw you from my nest. I wonder how long it would take for you to hit the ground. And then I'd have my sisters indulge on whatever is left. How does that sound? Not very good. Well, of course it doesn't. What a horrible fate. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. So why don't we begin, Well, you will address me as mistress. Is that understood? There you are. Learning. What else? I hate preening my own feathers. I would have you do it for me. Yes, when new ones come in, they get this sort of shell. I would need you to take it off for me. Did you not hear me? I don't wish to do it myself. So you will do it. No. Yes, what? Exactly. Yes, mistress. I will clean your feathers for you. I will make sure they always look silky and shiny and beautiful. Indeed. Well, go on. They aren't going to do it themselves. Yes, now. And whilst you do it, I will tell you of your other duties. I go for a hunt every now and again. Mostly we eat your kind, but I wouldn't have you eat it yourself. I will bring you food. You will eat it. Yes, you will eat whatever it is that I bring you. I promise I won't bring you anything too disgusting. But no matter, when I do bring something for you, I will hear no complaints. If I do, you shall starve. Exactly. Because if you complained, that would be boring. Very boring indeed. What else? After I go over this list, I would hope you wouldn't have to ask me for things. Well, I mean, you should be taking some sort of mental note. I don't want you constantly asking what your chores are. Like that. You will hold me at night. Because I said so. Like I'd want my sisters to. We all sleep individually. However, I find I've become accustomed to cuddling with my playthings. I hate sleeping alone now. I've spoiled myself. It is a shame, really. Now I must kidnap someone new every week. Don't make that face. It's only because they bore me. Well, to be honest, most of them try to escape and... Well, we've already covered the bases of what happens then. You may stop fidgeting with my feathers. Come. I wish to take a nap. It's been quite a long day. Yes, I was serious about the cuddling. Why? You've never cuddled a girl ever. Not even a human one. Surely you jest. You are what I would imagine to be a magnet for many beautiful women. Interesting. Well, I will face this way. Just come close and wrap your arms around my waist like so. Try not to pull out any of my feathers. If you do, I might just accidentally shove you out of the nest. Yes, this is quite nice. You know, I think you'll do just fine. If you're lucky, I might even choose you as my mate. What? You didn't protest. Perhaps you like the sound of that, human? Do you? Really now? Perhaps. You are not going to bore me anytime soon, human. You're not like the others. You're not timid or disgusted. You're really that lonely that you would take me. I'm not even human myself. I'm not trying to chastise you. If you are lonely, then that is good. Because I, too, am lonely. Yes, I have quite a large family, but that is not the same. It's not what I mean. And you know it. From what I observed, you too had quite a large family. But that's not the same as romance and intimacy. No. This is different. You don't need to worry about them. See? With a flap of my wings, they will leave. As I said, I am the eldest. They know to obey me. Now we have the nests to ourselves. Whatever shall we do with all of this privacy? Well, human, what is it that you want to do? What does it mean to you to be lonely? What do you crave more than just my touch? Have you ever... What am I saying? Of course you haven't. You haven't even cuddled a girl. I very much doubt you've been with one in that way. Oh, surely you know which way I mean. You've never taken one to bed. You've never been inside one. Your tongue on every inch of her. Your lips smashing against hers. Hands intertwined, eyes locked, hips moving in sync with each other. I'm come now, surely you know what I mean. Do you want me to say it plainly? I think you've never fucked a girl. Am I right on the nose? Well, of course I am. As if I couldn't smell you and your virginness from a mile away. But it's okay. I don't mind your inexperience. In fact, I find it quite alluring. It's adorable. Well, of course, experience is great. But it also means you are a blank slate. I don't have to force you to unlearn something that would ultimately disgust me. Because you know nothing. I can teach you exactly how to please me. Why don't you start by removing my clothes? Slowly now. I would hate for you to rip something. Just so. I would imagine you'd never seen a naked woman either. Well, even if you had, I wouldn't look like any naked woman you've seen. So perhaps it's for the best. You have nothing to compare me to. Which is good. For I can see something rising down here. Which might not have happened if you were more experienced. So you do like what you see. That's good. Of course it makes me happy. Have you forgotten already? You will address me as your mistress. Now we can start simple. I want you to lay kisses on every inch of my chest. I want you to know my body so well that if I simply laid a finger on any given part, you would know exactly where it is, just by how it feels. I want you to know me better than you know yourself, and vice versa. Because a true and loyal servant would need this knowledge in order to service me the best way he could. Just so. Yes. Gently. Like that. You needn't worry. My sounds are only because I like it. Don't be afraid to use your tongue now. But of course, licking feels good for me too. My, you seem to have a sudden burst of energy. Slow down now, pet. We have plenty of time for you to do those sorts of things. Were you secretly excited for this? Did you want to do it with me the whole time? Take your pants off, then. I'll show you how it's done. We're going to go all the way. Isn't that what you want? Oh my. Nothing, it's just too... intimidating. It looks quite angry. Of course I've done this before. Who do you think I am? Just yours is different. That's all. You shouldn't tease me like that, rubbing it up against... it's not very nice to... Here, let me help you find... There. No, push. Yes. Don't move. I want to feel it. I want to know which shape. Fine. Since you're so eager, you may. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. That's right. You're gonna fuck your mistress well. You seem eager to make your mistress come. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, if you're lucky, it might just let you come inside of me. Oh, but only if you serve me well. Oh, and you most definitely are. Right there. That's a good manservant. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, you dick. Fuck. No, 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 no. Don't stop. You came inside without my explicit permission to do so. Perhaps you're more naughty than I thought. I think I'll have to punish you now.